Yesu yobazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise you so much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Obulamu bulungi?
Is life good?
Mukama bulungi?
Is God good?
Ekiseera kyonna?
All the time.
Amen. Yesu yobazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'akaseera kalungi katwongedde
leero. A good moment is added to us again.
Tugenda kuba tweyongerayo.
We are going to move on.
N'okulaba enkozesa Satani.
With the schemes of Satan.
Eri Katonda n'eri ekkanisa.
To God and to His church.
Yesu yobazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nja kusaba obuweza ku muganda wo.
I will request you read of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi nga bulijjo.
Wish them the best as always.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Those which come from God the Father.
Yabadde akukwasizza obujja.
The one who caused the jealousy.
Mugambe nsoni wangu agalita birungi.
Tell them forgive me, I wish you the best.
Wabadde onyiziza.
The one you've angered.
Mugambe nsasira nku agalita birungi.
Tell them have mercy, I wish you good alone.
Omubisi tani alimo okuteekamu olutalo wakati
waffe.
Kubanga olutalo lwateekebwa wakati w'ezzadde ly'omukazi.
For the battle was put between the offspring of the woman.
N'ezzadde ly'omusota.
And the offspring of the serpent.
Naye omusota gwalwana okulaba nga olutalo lubeera wakati w'ezzadde ly'omukazi n'ezzadde ly'omukazi.
The serpent shift the battle between the offspring of the woman and of a woman.
Yawa olutalo wakati wange naawe.
You take away the battle between me and you.
Tulusindikirize lugende eri sitaani.
You push it head on to the devil.
N'emizimu.
And his demons.
Yes, we have as well.
Praise Jesus much.
You know,
here a battle is arisen in you.
Unto
any of your brethren, sister. Mostly in this salvation. Even though outside it's like that. Now know the enemy is just near you.
He's
shifting the battle. Become a dangerous weapon and
cut
him. Tries to exchange that war.
And
if you begin to fight your brethren and sister,
or
even God warns you, since you hear, why do I fight them? Why am I angered of them? Just as one kind told him, goodness that you would have been pleased of. But if you refuse, I see sin is crouching just near you. You're going to begin to fight your brother. Now, my brethren, you may have sat in here and
you
have someone and you shifted from this line to the other side. What changed your anger of someone sitting
here?
And another shifted from this side to this side. Another from the middle of this side. What caused them to change? That they felt there had arisen a battle among them. Between them and their brethren or sister who sits on that column.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Why do you retain this battle in yourself? Satan is right close to you. You fight Abel. Now you have become Cain at this time.
Instead
of joining together, fight Satan.
Then
we push him far.
Any time
you wage wars like those, you already think like that. Remember, you're meant to fight Satan. Why fight your brother then?
Yes, you always will.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let me go tell us all that we align ourselves. For some of us waste our time.
And
you come to fellowship where the whole battle is in your heart.
And
there are people you hate it. Those of the world. Even among the brethren. Appear seriously in the gathering. You know of that? You already waged a battle. Even some you seem to eat on the same saucepan, but see if it wasn't apostle. I've ran from this village.
Ha ha ha.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you're there because of another. Another, say, if it's not hell, I would have ran quick from here. But
he said,
I want to escape hell, I have no option. Now I see them pass each other. One sees another and the other door, they sue them to another door. When they reach the other door, they enter. They first see where the other is seated. Don't know where they've gathered in the gathering of God and you hold things like those. Yet you have hypocrisy by that. But after here, stand, go meet your brethren and sister. Tell them, have muscle before I had forgotten the battle and shifted it to you. Oh, I got angered of you. I feel I don't want to draw close to you. I see you're very hurt. Yet I have a work to restore you. You have a work to restore your brethren. If you prove you are standing, then you standing, you strengthen and draw back the one who has left. Someone said this person has sins. Now how have you helped them to get out of them? Because you to the one they want to help.
Yes. I will not come
till they have come back for me. Now let's stop both things. Let me help you to have heard that. But we thank God. He speaks to us as children.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. For we are not illegitimate children. He remains loving us. In the time he teaches, reveals us. We thank him for that great work.
That
gave himself, we didn't give it to him. To always speak to us.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. And we had no way to leave it to him. You know when someone is confused, they don't want to be spoken to. You have to force yourself on them.
God speaks
to us. He wants to save us again. And you see, we are foolish. We are going to head to destruction. But let's move on. We see schemes of Satan and to God and his church. And we are on the things winding that topic up. Separating the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. And this heading we are looking at. And the Holy Spirit arises the gospel of salvation from America. In the 1906. From 1800 up to 1900. But the spirit of Satan in 1906,
it
began to attack that gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But that's the spirit we speak of, which appears in the form of the beast to convert the journey of the children of God, the journey of salvation, the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now we saw that this gospel, when it was being renewed in America, right from the
1800s
and the 1900s, its foundation was planted to first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But as we speak of now, right from 1906, the spirit of Satan began to fight that gospel. And as I speak now the gospel of first seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
it's
totally gotten weakened. But because we are a nation called to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus, and we resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
we've been
given a chance to show how the gospel was meant to be and how it's meant to be moved on. Now, as we answer those four questions, what is seeking the kingdom of God? And how do we seek for it? When we are pushed to go back to the book of the Lord,
then
begin to seek this kingdom of God.
And
we said, what the kingdom of God we seek for, what is it? And how do we seek for it? That's the question we are still on. We are still remaining with other two questions. And we have to know the righteousness we seek for, what is it? And how is it thought? And we end asking, what is the kingdom of heaven? And where is it found? But as we are still on our second question, the kingdom of God we seek for, what is it? And how is it thought? We discovered it's the Holy Spirit and His works. And we got to know of it in the Matthew
12:28.
And if I chase demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Praise Jesus
Christ.
But we saw the fullness of the Holy Spirit and it's made of the seven spirits. Now we are on the fifth spirit.
Who
remembers it?
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. As we are on the fifth part.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. The spirit of knowledge of God. And the way He shows the kingdom of God. And He teaches us to seek for it. He showed us that life is in the five ways.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Twaraba.
We saw the light of life. That which is in the spirit of creations in all heavens and earth. And we finished that. We saw light of life, which is in the blood, in bodies of creations and the world. The third we ended with, we saw light of life, which is in the water, which is on this world. This day, we move on to see the light of life, which is in the living water. Which in the living water, or streams of living waters, in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars. We shall end up with the light of life which is in the breath of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. But the spirit of knowledge of God
is
the one who shows us this light of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. Now it was easy, we move on to get explained all this. If we were able to get explained what's the kingdom of God and how would we have fought it.
So
as we see the fourth part of the spirit of knowledge of God and how it shows the kingdom of God and it reveals us the light of life which reaches to life eternal,
but
put it in the five ways. We've winded up the three. We see the fourth way, the light of life in the living water or the water of life, bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
concerning this life, many times they're not easy to explain.
For
in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars, their life, they don't appear in blood within their body, but it's like living water. It holds life and it never ends. Their life is not attached to that body will die after certain years. But it moves on increase if sin is not present. Leaves that body outlives forever. It means the light of life, which appears in the water of life, in bodies of creations, in the heavens, starting from the kingdom of the stars.
That light of life
moves on right from the one of eternal life. As we begin, Bible speaks this in John chapter 1 verse 4, concerning this light of life. John chapter 1 verses 4.
Obulamu bwali mu ye, obulamu nebwo omusana gw'abantu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Obulamu bwali mu ye.
Life was in him.
Obulamu nebwo omusana gw'abantu.
Life became the light of man.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Lwaki tukozesa ekigambo kino?
Why do we use this word?
Obulamu buva eri Katonda.
Life cometh from God.
Kubanga Katonda gwe mwoyo.
For God is the spirit.
N'omwoyo gwe guwa obulamu.
And the spirit is what gives life.
Naye why does
he call it the light of life? It's to lighten us concerning life. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
For he said in John 1:4 that life was in him, and life became the light of man. But the problem we can meet in this aspect, for we see the light of life, which appears in the living water, which is in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars. Now when you reach the kingdom right from the kingdom of the stars, to entering the angels, the cherubims, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, find them having bodies for many years, bodies of heaven, and they don't get old always, because of the light of life, which appears in the living water.
And
it's not like these are our bodies, that the little life is in the blood. We heard in Genesis 9:4 that the flesh together with its life,
it's
the blood, do not eat it.
We,
in our bodies, life is very small within the blood.
It
reaches the time it finishes, you grow old.
Entire
body system has reached a time. It can no more operate normally. Yet life,
or
the light of life, which lightens to appear in the living waters, in creations in heaven, it's has no time of getting old, except if there is sin present, that body can die and it's been changed not having life. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Anytime we speak of light of life, we speak of the eternal life, yet it's been put in different levels, in measurements.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What I can move on to explain, when he speaks with us, John 17 verse 3, he says this is the eternal life. John chapter 17 verse 3,
okutegeera gwe Katonda omu ow'amazima, buno bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo, okumanya gwe Katonda omu ow'amazima, n'oyo gwatuma Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nti buno bwe bulamu obutagwawo.
That this is the eternal life.
Okumanya gwe Katonda omuwamazi.
To know you the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gatuma.
And the Christ Jesus you sent.
Omoyo wokumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
Yeye katumulisiza ku byobulamu obutagwawo.
He alone lightens us concerning eternal life.
Ngeri gye buteredwa mitendera gyene.
How it's been put in these five ways.
Kiba kyetaaga okumulisibwa mukumanya.
Needs to be lightened through knowledge.
Ebikwatagana n'ebyobulamu.
What concerns life.
Okutuukira ddala ku butagwawo.
Reaching life eternal.
Eranga kana akanyomera.
In this aspect of this fourth way,
omoyo wokumanya,
through which the spirit of knowledge
amulisa mu bulamu obutagwawo,
lightens in the eternal life.
Nga kuluno amulisa ku bulamu,
and this time it lightens in life,
obulabikira mu mazzi ag'obulamu,
which appears in the living water,
mu mibiri gy'obutonde mu ggulu,
in bodies of creations in heaven.
Kubanga bw'aba ayogera ku musana ogw'okumanya,
when it's piece of light of knowledge,
guba gugenda kukumulisiza mu kuluno bikwatagana ebyobulamu,
going to lighten to you this time what obumanye, you know it.
Omanye emitendera gyabwo.
You know its ways.
Kubanga bw'oba osoma mu bakolinso ekyokubiri.
For when you read 2 Corinthians,
yes,
chapter 4 verse 6,
ayogera bw'ati.
He speaks like this.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yeyogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Mu bakolinso ekyokubiri esula n'eyokuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Onyolo omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yeyogera.
For God spoke.
Omusana gwake mu kizikiza.
Light shine in darkness.
Yeragira omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Kristo.
Light of the knowledge of glory of Christ.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kugamba kuluna atatu gamba nti ali ku part y'okutulaga omusana ogw'obulamu.
This time he shows us is on the part to show us the light of life.
Obutuukira ddala ku butagwawo.
Which reaches life eternal.
N'emitendera gyabwo.
And its five ways.
Omanyi obulamu.
You know life.
Ebintu bye twogeddeko ennyo ebbanga ku nsi kuno.
These are things we spoken long on this world.
Era nga tubuwagala okukamala.
And we love it much.
Naye ngira tetubumanyi.
Yet we don't know it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati ye Katonda ng'ayita mu kunoonya obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu.
He God as he passes through seeking the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Atulagira nti musooke munoonye obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu.
Commands us first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Bino byonna twalina okubituukako.
All these we were meant to reach them.
Twandituuse ekiseera ng'obulamu bwonna tubumanyi.
We would have reached a time and we know of every life.
Era ng'omanya nti singa nze ng'omwoyo mbeera n'obulamu obutagwawo.
Know me as the spirit I hold eternal life.
Omubiri guno gwennyamba.
This body I clothe.
Gulimu obulamu obutini ennyo mu musaayi.
Life within the blood.
Kitegeza sijja kuwangalira mubiri.
Means I will not live long in the body.
Bali n'okuguvaamu.
I have to get out of it.
Nenkizula naye ate.
And I discover still.
Mumazzi n'obutonde obunnaanyeewo.
The water and creations around me.
Mulimu obulamu obutinitini obunnyamba yambako.
There is a little life to help me.
Okwongeza ku obwo buli musaayi.
To add on the one in the blood.
Wabula singa mba njagala.
Now if I want.
Okufuna omubiri guli
to get the other body.
Ogunaakuma omwoyo gwange ogulina obulamu obw'olubeerera.
Keep my spirit holds eternal life.
Nina kola ntya.
How can I do that?
Ninofuna omubiri oguva mu ggulu.
I have to get a body from heaven.
Ogulimu amazzi ag'obulamu.
Which holds the living water.
Nga gwo gwakubeerera.
And it's to live forever.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omuntu mu by'obwakabaka bwa Katonda yandibadde abitegeera.
Human being on kingdom of God have understood
this. Eri abo abanoonya.
Unto those who seek.
Abayitibwa abanoonya ab'amazima.
Those called the true seekers.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bandibadde batuuse ku bino byonna.
They would have reached on all these.
Era wandibadde awo.
And you would have been there.
Nga gwe buli kimu okimanyi nfa ku kino nzira ku kiri.
Everything you know it I shift from this to this one.
Nga tobeera naawe ne weeralikira n'okweralikira.
Don't be that you're worrying.
Kubanga ebyobulamu obimanyi.
Because concerning life you know everything.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Ebyobulamu obeera okola ki?
Concerning life.
Obimanyi.
You know it all.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
So omubiri gino egiva mu ggulu.
Now these bodies from heaven.
Obe mbiri gy'omu ggulu.
Or bodies of heaven.
Ate jo gyesiŋŋana ng'obulamu bwagyo tebuli mu musaayi.
They find that their life is not in the blood.
Nga naye bulabikira mu mazzi amalamu.
Yet it appears in the living water.
Ebiseera ebisinga.
Many times.
Ffe bwe tubeera tusoma.
When we are studying.
Mu Bakolinso ekisooka 15.
1 Corinthians 15.
Olunyo olw'ataano.
Verse 15.
Tuwulira ekigambo kye.
We hear of this word.
Bakolinso ekisooka essula ya 15 n'olunyi lwa 50.
1 Corinthians 15:15.
Naye kino kye njogera abooluganda. Ng'ombiina omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. So okuvunda tekusikira butavunda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kino kyayogera.
This is what he speaks.
Abooluganda.
Brethren.
Nga ombiina omusaayi.
And flesh and blood.
cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And even to rot, the perishable cannot inherit imperishable. Listen this. Where we want to head on to heaven, nothing is perishable there. And you can't go there with your rot in there. Now flesh and blood.
We
realize blood is the little life in it.
And
it's filled of rot.
So when
you speak the kingdom of God, the spirit of God,
it
means flesh and blood.
Life
in it is minimal. It can't be counted on the kingdom of God. It's like something to play with there. Nothing with much meaning. In the kingdom of God is not counted, neither considered. If they say they can't inherit the kingdom of God, we speak of the Holy Spirit and His
work.
They take it as something.
They
are works, but not reasonable works. In the kingdom of God, we can't say we worked. That we molded the body. That we did much. That never inherits. And it's everything perishable. After it rots, can't be counted under the kingdom of God. For it was made and it's on the eternal. That's what they call eternal life. It has to be on the imperishable. What has to be is this. We have to get a body from heaven, which holds the light of life, which appears in the living waters. In your body you have water within it. And there is even the blood and a little life in it. But all of those are perishable. Their life is very small, minimal. But when we speak of living water, it lives forever. And some of what we have to always drink in the heavens, on the streams of living waters, we still speak of the Holy Spirit. We speak of God. For God is the Spirit, this life-giving Spirit. Praise Jesus. When we are in this body of the world, where there is the life of the blood which is small, we groan to be clothed the body from heaven. We say, let be clothed with that. Most of us never discovered it. Why? Other body is what holds life to live forever. The light of life.
It,
what we were meant to seek for, we are meant to seek for that body. And then we shall hold life to live forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That
you
read in the first John. In 2 Corinthians
5,
verse
1
to
3.
And he says this. 2 Corinthians 5, from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obange nyumba yaffe eyensisira eyomunsi eryabizibwa. Tuline yazimbibwa everi Katonda. Enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono. Eye mirembe ne mirembe eyomuguru. Olwokubiri. Kubanga tusinda mweno. Nga twegomba okwambazibwa enyumba yaffe eriva muguru. Olwokusatu. Bwetuliyambazibwa. Mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli bwereere. Olwokuna. Kubanga ffe abali mu nsisira eno tusinda nga tuzitowererwa, si kubanga twagala kwambula wabula okwambazibwa.
Nti okusinga ennyo,
but most of all,
nga tuli mu nsisira mu mubiri,
while in this body,
ekisinga tukaabya,
what makes us cry much,
tusinda,
we groan,
kubanga obulamu obuli mu butini,
for life in the body is minimal,
bujjudde endwadde,
it's filled of sickness,
bunafu nnyo,
it's so weak. Now we groan one to be clothed the body from heaven. Not groaning the unclothed us today. All are praying and yearning.
So
we must be clothed the body from heaven.
That
will not be found when we are naked. Now when they unclothe you from this body, this body will head nowhere. Its life is very minimal. life in the blood, yet still we feel heavy laden. We found sicknesses because of the weakness of the life in the blood. Now the other body doesn't get sick of malaria. Heaven because of much life.
White blood cells.
What we would have called the white blood cell. That of the body from heaven. They were made. And its life is so much. Yet you can't dare try to cause it to get sick. Only thing which can reveal us in all. Spirit of knowledge of God.
He
tells us what concerns the kingdom of God. But this time it reveals us what's called light of life, which reaches to life eternal.
He's
going to show it to us in the five ways. And right here we look at
the
light of life, which is, or which appears in the living waters, in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars, where there are also angels, the four living creatures, the cherubim, 24 elders. Do you know how long they have lived? Angel has been with his body for many years. But it doesn't get hold. Things I hear, and I feel I hate things of the world. Most people say perhaps we forgot to study schemes of Satan, for we seem to study things of heaven now. Let me tell you, this is a great scheme for not knowing about life. You know of that.
Wow.
You know we yearn for life. We love it much. Who doesn't love life? Let them accept we cut them off their heads. If they understand things of life, and they are in the way of life, reaching life eternal, when you cut off this head of theirs, they say, I'm going to the next life. You don't end.
Bible speaks
of those who are born again the kingdom of God, that they have gotten a body from heaven. Now they are like wind. You don't know where they come from, where even they are heading.
There
are things that are unending.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In these bodies of heaven, they are so different from those of the world. And when Bible shows, it begins to separate the body of the earth, and it goes to the bodies of the stars, and enters in the bodies within heaven. I don't know whether all along you had seen that. You've already seen it here. But because you don't put it in order, don't you think when you'll find the angel, you cut off his finger and you see blood, you will see water of life flow. You may even call it porridge, you begin to gather it to drink it. These things, they showed them to you out there, those green men. They
say
what they call the robots. Cut off its head and you see fruits like porridge. Their blood is like porridge. Some of them said it's green colored. But they didn't know that they were on the blood of life or the living waters. Let's read in the First Corinthians.
Bakolise kisoka 15 okuva kulwana
Abakolinso ekisoka esula ya 15 olunyirwana.
First Corinthians 15 verse 14.
Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'omunsi. Naye ekitiibwa eky'egy'omuggulu kirala, n'eky'egy'omunsi kirala.
Kaakati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu.
There are still heavenly bodies.
N'egy'okunsi.
And earthly bodies.
Naye emibiri egy'okunsi kitiibwa kyazo kirala.
The earth, their splendor is another.
Naye ekitiibwa ekyo bakibala
bati? How do they value and count that splendor?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That is what
now you expect. Splendor of bodies of the earth.
How?
They count out, they say that it's another. According to the life in it. That's how they value it. little life.
It appears
in blood.
Little
life.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Me.
Those who started with us journey of heaven in the fourth seal is the point we reach that life. And we see life.
It's
attacked of sickness of the devils, sickness of the body.
So,
now life of the earth is splendor.
Meaning
because life
is
in the blood.
And this reach
120 years. It is still in the body.
The
whole body system is functioning normal. I wonder what you can even eat.
Even
life you add yourself from the plants. Reaches a time and indeed. If life in blood reduces,
it's
what we base on combine the life from the plants to add it on this one.
And
if you find yourself and the plates making blood are dead, what making blood you don't have it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But the value.
Now the value. Of the earth is another. But you may not realize how it comes about to be valued like that. Because this, we seek the kingdom of God and righteousness.
In the
same Matthew 12:28,
he
cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come.
The
so fullness of the Holy Spirit. We are on the fifth spirit.
And
he saw the spirit of knowledge of God. He tries to show us the light of the eternal life.
He
reveals us the kingdom of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus
amen.
Much.
He's
the one who reached us on all this.
For
he shows us life. In the five ways. All light of life in the five ways. Life in the body. But things of this world.
The
body of heaven, its splendor is another. For in it is living waters.
It's
what would have been its blood.
The
blood in those bodies. That's why it is glorious. Water in it is living, it can never rot. When we see the body of heaven,
in
its smell, it has a good sense.
It
smells of your ears, in your mouth, even in different parts.
Msumba Antipa.
Pastor Antipa. The Spirit has reminded me the name. Pastor Antipa, you're rising up a hand. Praise Jesus much.
I'm
Pastor Antipa Dan. We thank God. Teaching us concerning life. Now me, my question. Those in hell, Satan and his colleagues. They are sharing on which life which leaves them to now. Yet we see when you are unclothed from the body and not reach eternal life. You've been cut off life.
Now,
there
is life of their spirits. Those who are made to live forever. They have bodies which died.
Both spoken in Lamentations 4.
Like
it got sick of HIV virus of sin. You have to be very bent without rightful shape. Their life got sick of HIV virus in their bodies. They got sick of spiritual HIV virus. When
the
sickness of sin kills that body,
CD4 count.
And they are very minimal. That's why they come with the world. These fallen ones in the world. And
they
suck blood, life from the blood to add on their life. Yet still,
they
can drink life in the blood of the body. But because of the virus they have, and they get a bottle of 3 days and they appear as a demon on the spirit, but the virus eats the life up again.
They
have to run, go back, look for another blood.
And
let me tell you, HIV, it's a sickness which comes from the other copy.
You know,
fallen angels sat with
scientists.
They had a sickness upon them.
It
cannot affect only us.
Let's make
a photocopy of what
we put in human bodies.
Don't you experience what we feel?
Those who see
they're in the underground researching.
They're
trying to see for a way to get healed. But when they refuse the blood of Jesus, they cannot take away sin. That is a sickness, HIV forever on them. And if you two insist in sin, the body of spiritual HIV. You see how they appear. They are zipping sucked blood from them.
The
sickness sucks them.
Because
I had not reached there, it's you taken me there. But we have been heading on there. Telling you the sickness which can kill that body which is called sin.
Go
in the living water in the bowl of heaven and begin to fight that life. And you appear like those fallen angels you've seen there. They have sucked life from you.
These
when they sat in the underground, make those sicknesses. The sickness is too much on them. Make a copy, put human bodies on the wall. To protrude the eyes as we. No, Satan has never loved human beings. And even his fallen angels,
there's
nothing they have ever wished you like good.
See,
invent their sickness which affects them, that of sin,
and
make a copy which can go in the body of human beings. And that they can make you be disfigured and get malnourished. Them who are already malnourished, they have lost their form. They became HIV. You know the word HIV virus? It's called slim, slimming. Let's see, okay.
Praise Jesus, brethren. Evangelist Topaz. My question is in the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians
15.
That flesh and blood never inherits the kingdom of God. Yet when we see the angels Gabriel, and if they have been changing human blood, they hold blood, where do they get that blood? We speak of the blood of Jesus. We still speak of the Holy Spirit.
He's
the one who reduced his level and released us what is called blood. For in
1
John chapter 5, verses 8, in the King James Version,
says
we have three witnesses on earth, the blood, water, and the spirit, and the three agree. To say they agree, each can appear in the image of another. Water can represent the sign of the Holy Spirit. Even the blood too can. The blood of life.
So yes,
now when Jesus in giving us the blood of our life, he didn't give us this usual blood. Bible say he bought us with the blood of high value.
So
now the blood the angels Gabriel come with,
it's
not this usual blood like ours. It's called the blood of life, but not life in the blood. This is minimal. When they say life in the blood,
that
Holy Spirit was
converting,
he's converted himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So,
let's move on here.
1
Corinthians
15:41. Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba
katuddemo ko waggulu kulwana.
Bakolinso ekisooke sura ya 15 olunyirwana.
1 Corinthians 15:40.
Era waliwo embiri eky'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'omunsi, naye ekitiibwa eky'egy'omuggulu kirala n'ekyegy'omunsi kirala.
Nsuubira tutegeeraganye bulungi.
I hope we have understood each other. Waliwo
embiri gy'okunsi,
they are bodies of the earth,
twagitegeddeko,
we understood of them,
nti gyo girimu obulamu butini obulabikira mu musaayi,
they hold a little life appearing in the blood,
era nga givunda,
and they are perishable.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Mm.
The splendor of heavenly bodies is another. Because of light of life, which appears in the living waters. It would have been the blood in it.
So,
now you will not be in heaven and you knock yourself and you see blood pouring out of you. And it's very hard to even knock yourself. Before you get a wound, before you even see it, it already disappeared. You can't even see of it.
A
speed which covers the wound, which is amazing. You know, when we are in Jerusalem,
we
use tests on those bodies to see. They are wounded. It's very hard to see. You feel something cut you. And it's not there if you look there. Life is too much. Reaching to cover immediate. The wound at a high speed. That's why you can't say you made an accident in heaven. And that you had a wound from that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let's move on. We hear.
Abakolinso ekisooke sura ya 15 olunyirwana mu lumu.
1 Corinthians 15:41.
Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'omwezi kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'emmunyeenye kirala. Kubanga emmunyeenye teyenkana na ginnaayo kitiibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Those stars, the sun, the stars, the moon,
them
have their bodies. You think, how is the body of the star? Others wonder, do stars have bodies? All along we spoke, there are rocks just there.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
Them two have bodies. And them two are living. And they praise the Lord. When you study in the journey of heaven,
you
reach to study the kingdom of the stars and their life. And we know of their life. Their bodies too are differently in splendor. Yet they are the one who begin to have the light of life, which appears in the living water. And it's very hard that a star perished, it got rotten. You know how long they have lived.
The
Bible says them to have their bodies. You know, when you read in Psalms
148,
it speaks this of these stars.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi anamu munana.
Psalms
148.
From verse 1.
Mumutendeleze mukama. Mwabayima mugguru. Mumutendereze mu bifo ebya waggulu. Olwokubiri. Mumutendereze mu bamalayika be bonna. Mumutendereze mu eggye lye lyonna. Olwokusatu. Mumutendereze mu enjuba n'omwezi. Mumutendereze mu emunyeenye zonna ezaaka.
Yes, he was with
praise Amen. Jesus.
Mumutendereze.
Praise him.
Gwenjuba n'omwezi.
You sun and the moon.
Mumutendereze mwenna emunyeenye ezaaka.
Him, all you hosts of the stars.
Akati emunyeenye zitaliimu mwoyo gwa bulamu.
Stars which hold.
Baziragira batyo okutendereza.
Stars which don't hold the spirit of life, how are they commanded to praise?
Enjuba.
The sun.
N'omwezi.
And the moon.
But bitendereze mukama.
Let them praise the Lord.
Bambi nayo birina bulijjo omubiri gwalyo.
All them to have their bodies.
Lwakuba bannange obulamu.
Cost life.
Girina obulamu.
They have life.
Obulamu bungi.
Life is much in them.
Tubirizamu enjuba eyaka.
Imagine the sun shines.
Niyo mubiri gwayo tegugu awonti bwasanuse.
Body never finished that it melted. Proof life in the body of blood is very minimal. The sun can hit you and you feel your melting in your mind. The brains are getting melted up. Praise Jesus, brethren. In the First Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 40, we've seen that the difference
is
the splendor of the heavenly bodies and differs from the splendor of earthly bodies. And they explained, telling us that the difference in splendor, it's both. That the heavenly ones have much life in them,
which
in the living water. And we on the world, we have little life in the blood. Now verse 41, it shows us that verse 40 showed that there is a splendor. And differentiate between the life in the two.
So, well,
my question is in the verse 41. Which says the splendor of the sun is another. Even the splendor of the moon is another. Even the splendor of the star is another. Because the star differs from another in Splendor. My request to be explained, though they have too much life in them, is it that they also differ in the life in them? Listen like this. When Jesus came on the world, he said, you can't get new wine, put it in old wineskin. Now look. You see life in the blood, very minimum.
You even this
body like flesh has to be very weak. You can't get life in water and put in this vessel of clay. Are you hearing?
What is
the bodies, these ones, they have remained different.
Because
the sun is given a harder body.
Life
remains the same with the one of the moon. But the moon doesn't release fire.
Means
they give it a body.
Not
so hard. But it can sustain that life in the space. Even the stars are like that.
I've
come down from us, moving up. A weak vessel. An old vessel.
And
you pour in new wine.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
can't get flesh like this. Meant to be in body like this. Put it in his body.
Means
this flesh can pair when life is still there. It will pour out even.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
thus to define Splendor, it's the difference in bodies.
Yet
in life, they have all outlived forever. Let me hope you've gotten it well.
Hallelujah.
As you
pose
the question and the answers, says asking of vessels now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Thank him for putting answers near. I
live
when he's understood all of you.
Okay.
What you ask, say this and this, let it be.
Yes, yeah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I hope you've understood that. Matthew
9.
Speaks of these different vessels. And he says you can't get new wine. Put it in the old wineskin.
He's
tested on the Spirit of God.
Can't get
it weak
thing.
Now these bodies, them to defer. They can find themselves, they have put the same life in them. Even among us. And the splendor of a white man is another. Even the splendor of a black man is another. Even the splendor of a Chinese is another. Don't you see all that?
A
black American and a typical African is different.
But
life in the blood is the same. There too, let it help you understand it.
Amen.
Let's compare now. We get a black African. And is, you know, they're not ugly, they're beautiful.
And
even a white.
Or
a yellowish.
And
they're all beautiful. The splendor, will it be the same, the beauty? Even stars, you'll find them like that. Even though you look up there, you see they give the same light. There is the splendor of life which is in that body.
And the
splendor of the different body types.
But what surprises? God tried much. We declothed the body from heaven. Well on this world. Then we put in it this life of heaven. Praise Jesus much. But most have said,
Yes, you have as well.
Amen.
But
they have told us from the kingdom of the stars, their bodies, to reaching the angels, the cherubims, all living creatures, the 24 elders. The life in their bodies, which would have been blood, it's known as the living water. When we compared from the kingdom of the stars, others say we've not seen entering the city of God to see of the angels themselves. When they were creating the stars, the sun and the moon, it's the same that they created the angels. And their bodies, they were made from the precious stones. That is why Bible says in Job 38 verse 7, and it says this:
Yobu esula ya satumunana noli nyiri urumsamu.
Job chapter 38 verse 7.
Lugamba. Emunyenye ezencha bezayi imbira awamu. Naba na bakatonda bonna nebogerira waguru urusanyu.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Muyobu asatumunana nyiri urumsamu.
In Job 38 verse 7.
Emunyenye ezencha.
The morning stars,
those
which are created in Genesis chapter
1,
verse 14 to 20, when they began to sing, even the sons of God, those known as angels, them too began to sing, and they sing together. In the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, angels were singing, even the stars, both heaven rim below, them two were singing. They were all created on the same day, at the same time. The bodies, in their splendor, and it's the same. They are made from the precious stones, yet they differ in form, the appearance. Angels almost appeared like us, in bodies like of human beings. But what differs? They don't marry. They don't get married. They have no parts which depreciate them. The male or the female. That's the reason why in Mark
12,
he said, after we finish things of the world, we head on be like angels. Mark 12 from verse 25.
Kubanga bwebali zukira mubafu tebali wasa so tebali waira naye bali banga ba malaika abo muguru.
Yes, you have been
raised Jesus much.
Nafu bwetubanga tumazo kuva mubafu,
we too after we raised from the dead.
Bafu bwebachi ayamba dembiri
jokufa. Dead are one still clothed in the body of death.
Those
not yet born again, given a body from heaven, which holds the light of life, which appears in the living water.
naye bwe tumala okuba nga tuwambazibwa okuva mu ggulu
after we clothe the body from heaven
tubalibwa nga gino egy'okunsi tugyambudde
we are counted we have unclothed the bodies of the earth
era nga tutudde bitundu by'omu ggulu
we sit in the heavenly realms
nga tulinga bamalayika
we are like angels
teri kuwasa
no marrying
so teri kufumbirwa
no get married
eby'omubiri gy'omu ggulu
things of bodies of heavens
temubeera nti olina amabeere amatutu
there that you have breasts
obanye amatutu gano
you know these breasts
gabatawanyiza bakazi mmwe
troubled you women
negatawanya n'abasajja baako
troubled even the men
siwe wao wekenyini wegambira mutufuba negakufuukira
you yourself when they grew your chest became a problem
nafuukira basajja kizibu
before they became a problem to men
abalabagana ye mutume otuwaayiriza
other supposed you are lying
gatufuukira gati
how did they become a problem to you
rani kwa okwagala ba
you began to feel you want them to be seen
irache kibaguzizo obugoyo obwe kitundu
lazime agarabikako have clothing that you expose them
simanya obo baddo imagine ega
you know you knew that
niyo musiba mapesa ndabo rumute gatu
and I see patterns you don't reach them up
no obugoyo baba akolera
even clothing for you at least they make an exposure of them
finga gafete mugara bakoma
mara you don't see hours when they have cut them to expose
oruza cheki kutawanya
kare ndu troubling you
atubireke ibyo na
let's even live that
kakati
now
nimuja mubera kai bitundundu bere birale batawanya
go to have other parts troubling you
ibyo muguru sibwe gwegendo sibwe guri bwe
gwe these of heavens are not like that
era to just singana yo malaika ari bwa
not find an angel like that
kozi eri mu noneka magezi
you corrupted in minds
mind bina mwa basiriwa
no we are people have people who are gotten foolish
bakube mbuba mara kazi na abasa
they make images of male and female angels
obusiru
the foolishness
ubu butamanya byawandikwa
no we scriptures
teri malaika mukazi
no male female angel
teri yomusajja
no male angel
ngali ne bituntu
and they have those parts
nibu malaika obutote buli
even there are no young angels
baba buzaradi
they when were they birthed
era malaika kye yali olubuto mu ggulu
which angel was
okimanya ako nga agenda ozaala
in heaven and he knew that he was to give birth
omanya bakatuli kye mwaso okwonooneka saidi eyo mwabisooka mu ebintu
ebyo you first got involved in all things
mutandi kukuba mu malaika obuto bwa kazaala
make images of young angels their birth
muwakanate mbiri naye wamwe
don't you have them at your side
wamata muchi tabali nayo ne ba malaika aba
don't they have female angels
naye muri kuba malaika abagwa abo muri bebere sura yo kaga
angels in Genesis 6
abekoliranga ebitundu ne bajja bawasa mu bantu
those who made themselves parts came married in human being
ngabaduka mugulu
and they rained from heaven
nkomero yawe bagobebwayo
dea and they were totally chased from there
kusinzira ku bikwa 12 musavu
Revelation 12:7
baka 10 babagobera ddala
then they chased them from heaven
ati bali kuno abambazungira kuno
kuno some of them are roaming this world
bajira bazunga muzunge nyo
roaming do it more
Yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
man omaistani auri robusunguru muragaba
feels right when it says
chali kisubuka kasajja ako nenkate makomo
boy cut off that man's head
Nebe akubata chiti mboyenzi
abo is not in his right.
Bawo omujirega jirega lera ganda.
Kodi wa the feels part of it.
Oboli awe kironga bakurumi mukoreshwa.
They attack you in the vision.
Si watuvumide.
You abuse that's why.
Shaba vumie ebiye mulikuwe busirwa mwe.
That's the foolishness you are on.
Mwagwa mwayo noneka.
You are corrupted.
Una ko remote wagena ngatunyumya kuba malaika abagwa mukuba.
They we spoke of fallen angels on the way.
Ebasingana msumba Gaiton
and they met Pastor Gaiton.
Ebamugaru achi mwatunyumiza ko.
Told us the way.
Mugina mukogerera. Mubusomere yombisika ziyo. Nene makulo yonna mutunyumya
ko the way you speak of us.
Namuri kifone mutu ogera ko
the place you speak of us.
Mungusikazi omusana gwa mbo mutende muguru abala mbatulekere
leave others to us
yes yes
praise Jesus
amen
naye
but
God tries
much many times
that
we begin get that light of life which is in the living waters while still on the world.
We
groan because the body from heaven and from the body from heaven. What he puts, what he speaks in John 7, 38-39, and he says this.
Yokana esura ya msavu ulinyirwa sato musa.
John 7 from verse 37.
Nekuruna ku orwe nkomero. Lwe rukuru orwe mbaga. Yesu ya imi ya nayo gerira waguru. Nagama anti. Omuntu bwalumwe nyonta. Ajeje ndi anywe. Asato monana. Akiri zanze. Ngecha wandiki wabuchigama anti. Emiga eja amazi. Amalamu. Jiri furuma mulubuto rwe. Echu ya chogera kubuo mwoyo, gwebali bagendo kuwebwa aba mukirisa. Kubango mwoyo, eita naba kugabibwa.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
Kwe gamba, ya gamba, mwoyo kane ni suliyo musamu.
In the John 7, 37,
agama anti alu mwenyonta.
He said, the one who thirsty, let them come to me.
Ira anywe.
And let them drink.
Awatari kugura.
With nothing to buy.
One
who believes
me
inside them
will
cross flames of living waters. This by the Spirit was to be given us. Now, brethren,
in
these bodies of heaven, the Holy Spirit, because it's the life-giving Spirit, when He put life in bodies of heaven,
He converted
Himself, appeared as living waters.
Us
flows blood in the body system of the world. Even their bodies are like that. Bodies of angels, the cherubims, the four living creatures, 24 elders. That in them flows.
If you are
able to see your body system,
it's
filled of veins and muscles.
Veins,
blood is moving up and down the body.
Sometimes you're
covered with skin.
What we have.
You don't see
but
that. Blood is moving all the body. What would have been like what flows in the bodies of heaven to be as blood? Holy Spirit converting Himself in the form of living waters.
The
angels have veins also.
These
which have stretched on your body.
Your
bodies have to appear neat.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus.
Amen. So,
that word what I pray to bring to understand,
make you know,
that when we are on the world,
Christ,
we clothe the body from heaven,
and
that body will flow living waters and its blood.
As
blood would have flown in the
temple.
Even the angels are like that. Life in the bodies of heavens.
We
shall get a second part in this one.
We
shall add on it the other day. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Don't forget the day of tomorrow.
Meeting
our meeting. Come, we tell you the television we discovered. We went and visited it. There is the initial money deposit they can get. They
accept.
If we pay, we begin to immediately operate. And they agree with the period of finishing the balance. You come, we move, speak about that. And the day of tomorrow at 3. Till come, we move on, speak, see.
Meeting is
we want to get early in those meetings. And we change, come in this our service. For we seem like we're taking it away. Don't you see that? We seem to take this service on that day.
But we want it to remain. Yet we've also had the meeting. Whether we shall first have the service,
and
we end with the meeting,
we
shall see and plan that tomorrow.
Come
and come up with the minutes, plan for yourself on tomorrow. God bless you.